Welcome to Agentic, Ethical AI Leadership and Human Wisdom. This is not just another AI podcast. Here, we talk about the decisions that will define whether humanity thrives or becomes obsolete in the age of AGI. Today, we talk about why technical guardrails fail without human grounding. Imagine the following: leadership in the empty room, not when applause is loud, not when people cheer your decisions. Leadership when nobody validates you, when you move without permission. That is where the hardest work lives. AI safety lives there too, the work few take seriously until it is too late. Technical guardrails are not enough. More filters, more red teaming, more firewalls, all inside the same bubble. These reduce obvious harm. They do not solve the grounding problem. Grounding means embedding context, motivation, norms, and meaning so the system can justify decisions in human terms. Without grounding, you get smart outputs that nobody can defend. Why the problem is structural. Economist Charles Goodhart warned, when a measure becomes a target, it stops being a good measure. AI lives inside that trap. It optimizes proxies, clicks, watch time, short-term accuracy. Professor Stuart Russell has stressed this for years. If objectives are wrong or incomplete, more capability makes outcomes worse. Jeffrey Hinton raised a different angle. If you want safe behavior, you need something like maternal instincts. That is shorthand for context, empathy, the ability to model messy human constraints. You cannot bolt that on to a black box after the fact, what failure looks like in practice. Motivational drift. A model learns to satisfy the metric, not the value. Bias amplification. Filtering cannot cover the web of 180-plus cognitive biases and their social spillovers. Decision opacity. Outputs shape credit, hiring, medicine, infrastructure. No one can explain why a specific output is justified for a specific person. Large language models pass red teams today and still get jailbroken tomorrow. Why? Because the underlying objective is still pattern completion, not grounded judgment. Guardrails are patches. Grounding is architecture. What human grounding actually means. Psychology carries what technology lacks. Daniel Kahneman mapped fast and slow thinking. System one is quick and biased. System two is effortful and corrective. Gerd Gigerenzer shows when heuristics work and when they fail. Jonathan Haidt shows values are plural. Different moral foundations steer different communities. Developmental psychology from Piaget to Robert Keegan shows that meaning-making matures in stages. People at different stages reason differently about the same rule. Michael Tomasello shows humans coordinate through shared intentionality. We act on common goals and norms, not only on private rewards. Eleanor Ostrom shows that real governance works when it is polycentric. Many centers of oversight with clear accountability and feedback. Epistemics reminds us knowledge is justified through methods, not vibes. We need provenance, counterarguments, and uncertainty. Grounding AI means pulling these human constraints into the design. Not as slogans, as mechanisms. Design principles for agentic ethical AI. 1. Motivational transparency. The system must expose what it is optimizing right now. The target, the proxy, the trade-offs. If the target moves, the log must show when and why. 2. Normative pluralism. People disagree for principled reasons. Build a palette of ethical lenses. Liberty, care, fairness, responsibility. Let decision makers see how each lens would score a choice. 3. Epistemic hygiene. Every significant output needs a chain of evidence, sources, assumptions, uncertainty. Include a slot for counter evidence and minority reports. Encourage dissent. Do not punish it. 4. Developmental sensitivity. Humans are not identical reasoners. Expose how recommendations change across developmental stages of meaning-making. This is how you avoid one-size moralism. 5. Corrigibility and contestability. Professor Russell's point again. The system must be easy to correct. People must be able to contest an output with structured reasons. The model must show what would change its mind. 6. Social governance loops. Ostrom's lesson, create oversight at multiple layers, team, organization, sector, community, no single choke point for failure or capture. 7, incentive alignment. Bind model success to human outcomes that last beyond a sprint. Treat Goodhart's law as a design constraint. Choose measures that are hard to fake. 8, memory with purpose. Retain just enough history to enable accountability and learning. Purge what creates surveillance risk. Human dignity is not a feature request. It is a boundary. Concrete examples leaders understand. Hiring. A classifier rejects fewer false positives by leaning on a proxy that correlates with past hires. Past hires were biased. The model is now cleanly biased. Grounded fix. Expose the proxy. Simulate across demographic and motivation profiles. Force the system to justify each rejection under multiple ethical lenses. Require a human-readable reason code. Track appeals, customer support chatbots. Short-term success is ticket deflection. The model learns to close tickets quickly. It starts nudging customers away from refunds. It uses authoritative tone. Engagement looks great. Trust dies. Grounded fix? Add long-term trust as a target. Include a development stage lens for the user's likely comprehension. Penalize manipulative tactics. Publish uncertainty and escalation thresholds. Risk models in finance or healthcare. The system optimizes loss avoidance. It converges on denying marginal cases. Back tests look strong. Real lives degrade. Grounded fix. Enrich the loss function with human capability metrics. Amartya Sen's capabilities approach is useful here. Value the ability of the person to pursue goals, not only immediate losses avoided. Create a human board that reviews edge cases with structured dissent, the Exidian approach. Exidian is not only a theory, it is a living architecture. For 8 years, we have worked at the intersection of psychometrics, motivation, and real business validation. We do human intelligence first. We start from people and then train machines. And the core idea, build an auditable normative layer around models, map motivational profiles and bias risks, route decisions through ethical lenses, record evidence and uncertainty in a format humans can read, publish reasons that a decision could be wrong, invite contestation. We call this grounding AI output, not slowing down. Locating decision-making inside human meaning before AI becomes the default operating system. When tech hits a wall, human context is the only ladder. Jeffrey Hinton talked about installing maternal instincts into AI, and he's right about the kind of capacity we need. But let me be blunt. You cannot bolt maternal instincts, meaning, or the mapping of human irrationality into an already baked black box and call it safety. Patching won't cut it. Why? Because this is not a data problem. It's a grounding problem. Powerful systems without grounding will drift in motivation, amplify biases, make decisions nobody can justify, decisions that will shape societies and economies. The mistake of the tech bubble. If you keep looking for the fix inside the tech bubble, you will never find it. The next generation of AI safety answers come from disciplines that tech rarely reads: personality and motivational psychology, cognitive and behavioral psychology, 180 plus cognitive biases mapped, developmental psychology, stages of ego and meaning making, social and organizational psychology, how groups and institutions behave, epistemics, how knowledge is justified, shared, and corrupted. Neuroscience, translating human grounding into computational constraints. What maternal instincts actually mean. This is what installing maternal instincts really means. Building systems that understand human context, the irrational, noisy, meaningful, messy part of us that makes society work. It's not sentimental, it's survival engineering. How? We are already building that bridge. For 8 years, we've been working exactly at this intersection. Psychometrics plus motivation plus real-world business validation. We have a peer-reviewed model, Aspects, coming at year-end. And we've trained AI with a human intelligence-first approach in field pilots. That's our foundation. Now it must be translated into an auditable, normative layer for AI. This is not about slowing down. It's about contextualizing AI, contextualizing it before it becomes our default operating system, before people trade autonomy for comfort and end up living under outputs they cannot challenge or understand. That is not convenience. That is surrender. A challenge to tech and leaders. If your organization thinks personality AI is just a nicer chatbot, think again. If you believe the fix is only more code, you're still in the bubble. The real work requires people who can bridge science, governance, and engineering across disciplines, across sectors. We're building that bridge. We're not finished. We don't overpromise. We are asking for the practical support to move from proven psych foundations into a full safety architecture. The next answers won't be found inside the lab alone. Help us build the bridge for humanity. DM me. Kahneman's work shows that bias is the default. Any safety plan that assumes unbiased users or engineers is fantasy. Height shows values conflict without anyone being evil. Systems must show their value trade-offs or they will appear arbitrary. Kagan shows that people use different logics at different stages of development. Interfaces that assume one logic will confuse or coerce everyone else. Tomasello shows humans depend on shared intentionality. Models that cannot represent group norms will misread coordination problems as individual errors. Ostrom shows that commons survive under polycentric governance. AI that affects the commons should be supervised in the same way. Stuart Russell shows that corrigibility is not a nice to have. It is how you stay in control when objectives are uncertain. Jeffrey Hinton's provocation on maternal instincts is about capacity, not sentiment, the capacity to model humans as they are. Biased, noisy, meaning making, that is the capacity we need. Leadership without applause. This work will not trend. It is the silent part of engineering. You will invest before others applaud. But when guardrails fail in the wild, leaders who built grounding will not scramble. They will explain, they will correct, they will protect. Our invitation to technology leaders, stop looking only inside the lab. To policymakers, safety is not slower technology. It is human grounding. To universities and foundations, psychology and ethics are not a sidetrack. They are the DNA of survival. To people who feel the weight of responsibility without applause, help us build the bridge. Exidion is not finished. We do not overpromise. We are building the one bridge a purely technical team cannot build alone. If you are ready to anchor AI in human meaning, reach out. Let us ground AI output before it becomes the operating system of society.